That's beautiful. And I'm having a good time right here. There's a lot of God energy going on with these artists, and it's so much we can learn and take from this energy, and I'm so grateful to be a part of this right now. So, speaking of gratitude and speaking of being grateful that we're part of this energy, why don't we take it down now? Take it down a notch. We're going to take it down. We're going to inhale and exhale. So this is a good time to kind of just, I'll give you a few moments to just get situated, to be able to just release and not force anything or hurry up or like, oh, I got to get, really? Amazing. Or just like, oh, I got to get to this meditation. I got to hurry up and do this. I don't want that you to have that energy when you're going into meditation. I want the energy just to be a flow. Relax, inhale, exhale, because we all, possibly, not all, but some, have baggage going on. Whatever happened with your day, whatever happened with your week, whatever happened yesterday, what's been going on, a lot of things sometimes can clog our minds and can take us out of the presence and can trick us into believing that is the reality, and that is not the reality. The reality is now. And it's important that we deal with the now, because sometimes things happen in the present that we don't like. And it's hard, you know, we're human beings and we're conditioned to take an experience that happened 5 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago or yesterday and really just live there and really just be like, yeah, I'm going to continue to feel these horrible feelings that I just felt. And crap, I can't take back what I did, or I can't go back in time, or I would have chose a different situation or a different direction, or I wouldn't have done that, or would have done this, that would have, could have, should have. You know, you just go into circles with things you cannot change. So what if we stepped into the now of the presence of what is going on, and its gratitude and what we have and what everything that has gone perfectly right now and everything that is for our highest good? Because sometimes we hold on to certain things and we're holding on and we have an expectation of something. And then when it doesn't happen, we start feeling sadness and we start feeling that despair and we start feeling like, oh my God, I'm very codependent. Oh my God, I'm very attached. Oh my God, you know, being very attached to the earth plane, whether it's people, circumstances, things, or things going the way you need them to go, we have to learn how to let go. We really do. We could have something going for us 1 minute and it can be taken away like that. We can have something and then it goes away. Have something and then it goes away. Loss. You know, we're talking about spirit communication. We're talking about what happens when you cross over to the other side. We're talking about what happens when we're doing what we need to do. We're talking about what happens when, you know, things that are natural, things that are working in a greater, higher form for us, and that we are, you know, when we let go of the control, we understand that the universe is working for us and that the world and God is for us and it's in favor for us. And everything that's supposed to happen happens for a reason. So it's about letting go. This is a good meditation to just let go. So that's what we're going to do right now. Anything that you're worrying about, anything that's causing you anxiety, that's causing you not to sleep, anything. Let's pretend what it is that you're hoping for or carrying or what you have. Pretend you just lost it. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with these emotions? Are you going to continuously ruminate and dwell on what you don't have? Because guess what? When you cross over to the other side, you're not bringing anything with you. Not even people. You will see people on the other side, but you will, you know, cross over alone. But when I say you will cross over alone, it doesn't mean you're gonna be alone. It means that's your journey through that portal. That's your journey solo. And what you take, though, is the energy you have and the vibration that you are in. So it's very important to clear that right now. It's very important to make sure we're living life to the fullest. It's very important to understand that we are making sure we're manifesting in love. Let's inhale, exhale. Yes. come to this place right now where the universe has given us the most beautiful gift in the world, the gift of life. And you can feel that gift of life as you are breathing, inhale and exhale. Really? Wow. As we are inhaling and exhaling, we can understand what a gift it is to be alive and understand that it really takes nothing to support this. The breath you breathe is free. Come into this beautiful autumn energy, and you can feel the cold. The cold's coming in. That cold is hitting us. But let us be reminded that that cold is serving us. It's time to go in. It's time to hibernate. It's time to do all those things, those inside activities. It's time for the movies. It's time for the coziness, snuggling up with your favorite person, hanging out with family and friends. It's time for the hot cocoa and the blankets. Oh, it's time for the gathering, the family gatherings, the friendly gatherings. It's time for Thanksgiving. It's time for Christmas. It's time for Halloween. Here comes the commercial holidays. Whether you participate in them or not, I don't, but it's okay because we are here celebrating and uplifting and looking at the good and the positive of every situation. And this is what we have to look forward to, the beautiful autumn and the beautiful winter. We get to finally go inside and read that book, play those games, watch your favorite movie, be creative, use that time to be inside to be creative. Doing all those inside activities that are fun. Look at all this fun we're gonna have when we go back and hibernate. Look at how much fun all these animals must have when they go and they bury in and they make their little nest and they bury and then they gather all their food and they go in and then the birds fly away and all these beautiful animals just do their thing and we're aligned with that and everything's good. Let's just go into this magic of just smell that beautiful bread baking in the oven, all those treats, all of those things that are coming our way for the beautiful season. Oh, you can picture playing in the snow, sledding, ice skating, having fun, sledding, Christmas, the Christmas music. Let's just gather up all this good stuff that's coming our way. All of these things we are going to be spoiled with. All of these things that we deserve to have on the earth plane. Can you feel this energy? Can you feel how good it feels to be loved and know that you deserve to feel good? You deserve to be fed. You deserve to have shelter. You deserve to have good health. You deserve to be taken care of. You deserve to have good luck. You deserve it all. Oh, look at how beautiful, look at your beautiful spirit shine. See yourself radiant right now in this moment. See the radiance dance around you. See your spirit team come forward to you, all of your angels. Who is it that you want to see? Who's crossed over? Who do you love? Who do you miss? Because I guarantee they have never left you. Eternal life is real. They are right here with you. They are helping you more than they could ever possibly help you. They are closer to you more than they've ever been closer. They can hang out with you more now that they crossed over. That's why they cross over. They cross over at that time because you make an agreement that that's when you guys are going to unite and meet. crossed over at that time to know when you guys are going to be co-creative in the spirit world and on the earth plane together. Look at how wonderful this feels to just be loved. There is no fear entering the autumn and the cold weather. There is no fear hibernating and going in. There's no fear of this. You are so loved, and you are the beloved of all that is in existence right here, right now, in this moment. The universe says hello. The universe says, I'm waiting to amaze you. I'm waiting for you to invite me to astonish you. I am waiting for you to say, dear universe, give me a miracle. I am waiting to give and provide for you. That is what the beautiful universe is saying. I am ready to give and provide for you. I am ready to love you. I am ready to shower you with gifts. I am ready to give you healthy relationships. I am ready to give you the love of your life, the most beautiful romantic relationship you've ever experienced, a fairy tale. I am ready to give you your dream, make all your dreams come true. I am ready to just continuously, endlessly, infinitely spoil you. All you have to say is yes. All you have to do is make the decision and say yes, infinite spirit. All you have to do is open up the door to your royalty and your excellence and say yes. Look at how easy. You know why it's easy? You know why it's easy? Because it's easy when you're loved. Oh yeah, it's easy when you're supported. It's easy when something loves you unconditionally. And that is the infinite spirit. That is angels. That is God. That is the universe. That is the unseen force. And when we understand and we believe into the unseen and we believe the unseen loves us. When we believe that the unseen loves us so unconditionally, miracles will begin to happen because we've made ourselves receptive, because we've made ourselves into the receiving end of this. And we say, I deserve to have it all. I deserve this. This is why it's here. And I love you. You can feel, can you feel your loved ones here? Can you feel their presence? Because this is an opening right now to have your loved ones here in your presence. What would you say to them? Can you hear them speak to you? What are they saying to you? Can you feel the love? That love is here and it never dies. It goes on into infinity. Spirits and all your angels give you a kiss. They give you a kiss on the forehead. Oh, you can kiss me on the forehead and then you call me chaos. That kind of innocence, it makes me want to show off. Woo! That cute little yawn. That's called being relaxed. So we're gonna come back to the earth plane. You see all your loved ones blow you a kiss you, hug you, love you, and they say goodbye. Not good, they're still here with you, but what I'm saying is it's time for you to go back to the earth plane and call them, be with them whenever you want. They're right here. They'll be there whenever you call them. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile and say I love you. Oh, you can kiss me on the forehead and then you call me chaos. Woo! Speaking of chaos. I don't know how people feel about Kanye, but I definitely, I'm here for the music. And so, we all know I'm a huge Kanye fan. With that being said. So, that being said, I'm a huge Kanye fan. And you would not believe what happened today. So, I'm looking at his Instagram and literally, you know, he has his new song, Beauty and the Beast, out. And I'm at Cafe Nero and I'm listening to Beauty and the Beast. I'm listening to the song and I literally start bawling right there at Cafe Nero. I literally just start crying, bawling my eyes out. It was just such a beautiful song. I was blown the F away. Let me tell you something. I was blown away like crazy. Like, oh my God. Like, you don't understand. This song, it's like fainty, dreamy, doo-woppy, soft, soulful. And he always does it. He always knows how to do it. I just think he's a genius. You know, I will always believe that Ye is a genius. And, you know, he's been doing this stuff to me since I was literally 17. I've been connecting. So this is, you know, I don't know if he has a longer version, but it's pretty like, you know, old to edit. But I'm going to play, you know, the shorter version. But anyways, my point is I haven't cried to a song in a while that I've heard for the first time, blowing my mind. I haven't heard it. I haven't cried in a while. And so when I usually, you know, when I cry to music, it means something. I've cried to Brian Wilson. I've cried to Bjork. Now it's time for Kanye. I'm sure I cried to a bunch of other songs I can't, you know, think of, but I don't. And you know what's interesting? Electric Light Orchestra, that band, I actually cannot really listen to their music because it's so good, because it's so emotional. It's too emotional for me. Like, have you ever heard of that? I can't, like, I have never came across a band or music that I couldn't really take listening to because it was so emotional. It has so many emotional notes. I'd like to understand the science behind that, but Electric Light Orchestra for me. But anyways, let's get into this because I'm really excited to play this for you. I'm gonna blast this. This is the new Kanye, Beauty and the Beast, and I got to tell you, I have to play this. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
It's been a long time coming. Fresh new tires, I'm still running. It's a few things I'm overcoming. When the checks still clear, still think about it every night and day to try to stay away to keep my heart here tough. Don't take this disrespect, I'm sitting here trying to redirect. I'm think about it every night and day to try to stay away to keep my heart here tough. Don't take this disrespect, I'm still here in a trifecta. It's been a long time coming. Fresh new tires, I'm still running. It's a few things I'm overcoming. When the checks still clear, still think about it every night and day to try to stay away to keep my heart in your tongue. Don't take this disrespect, I'm sitting here trying to redirect. I'm think about it every night and day to try to stay away to keep my heart in your tongue. Don't take this disrespect, I'm still here in a trifecta.
Put me down.
So that was just, that was the new Kanye song, Beauty and the Beast. Jeez. Now you understand what I'm talking about when I say, yeah, I started crying to that. It definitely blew my mind. So you understand why. I'm glad I got to play this. All right, we'll be back with some more Beach with Brian Wilson. Oh, yeah. And I got some music. Our fellow WMFO DJ, Edward Richard, actually gave me before I came in here, and I always appreciate his taste in music because the stuff he does on his show, you know, Plastic Sushi, Tears, you know, it's insane what he does on that. It's pretty genius, actually, and he was the one who trained me on WMFO, so shout out to him. I think he's wicked talented in the audio world, and, you know, the things that he does is amazing. So this is, he was telling me, Sundaya, the Spellbounding Piano of Burma, and how, you know, the Europeans came over there to East Asia, and then they said to themselves, hey, what can we do with this piano playing and make it our own? And so we're about to listen to some of that, which is pretty cool. I'm excited. So stay tuned. Some more. Here, stay tuned, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Free Formed Radio, and we're going to do our shamanic drumming, and then we're going to get right into the angel messages.
Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awaken me, to a song dissolved in the dark. Costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan.
Greetings. Greetings, Earthlings. You are here to witness the shamanic drumming for the night. And I hope you dig this. What I'm gonna do is, you know, Boston medium. I may start talking, I may start singing, but ultimately, you know, if you know the rundown of how a shamanic drumming works, I'm going to basically do the whole drumming for a little bit, you know, feel it out, and then, you know, we're gonna see. You can ask a question, your guide's a question. You can just sit back, relax, take in the healing, take in whatever spirit wants to tell you, and see the vision. You know, the whole thing is, the whole purpose is you'll see a vision, and it's like a vision quest. But, and sometimes, you know, some people do have a hard time seeing things, and that's okay. And some people can see things very easily. So, and if you don't see anything, don't worry about it. Just take the healing in, because ultimately, this is what it's about. It's about healing, and it's healing your body temple with drumming. Don't forget to see your power animal. They're going to take you through this. Oh, nice, a pelican. From the Fruity Loops pelican. Toucan Sam. Thank you. We thank the Infinite Spirit for being here with us right now in this moment. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for this journey. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for everything that you have given us right now, right here. This vision that you have is for you. If you'd like, you know, write it down if you got anything. I actually did not want to stop doing that. That felt so good. It felt really good. I want to share a little bit of, you know, I didn't see much. I was really enjoying it. Mostly I was enjoying drumming. I was just really in the present. But then I would see certain things. Like I see a lot. When I do shamanic journeying, almost every time I see Native American ancestry, you know, that's just a given. And I see a lot of cowboys. I see a lot of Wild West. I see a lot of Wild West. Like I'm going to a past life. And I feel like that's possible seeing like Wild West and seeing like things like Mark Twain that's probably a life that I lived where I learned shamanic healing and shamanic drumming for the first time. So, I'm not joking. And so I think that it's tapping into an Akash, you know, it's tapping into one of those, the Akashic records. When you tap into that, you just allow yourself to be able to say, okay, I'm open to what I'm seeing and receiving. And I've always felt connected to that time era. And so anyways, so, you know, that's the thing, if you're seeing, that's another thing that we have to remember. If you're seeing that too, that's important. Write that down if you're connecting with a past life, because it's trying to tell you something. So the one distinguished thing that I saw was King Arthur pulling the sword out of the stone. So that was the major thing. But then I saw the stone was connected to sound equipment and unlocking something. It had to do with sound. So I don't know if you're all familiar with King Arthur, you know, and then they had the book, the movie, the Disney movie, Sword in the Stone. But, you know, King Arthur, gets Excalibur, you know, he pulls it out of the stone, and that means he's the rightful king. If he could pull it out of the sword out of the stone, that means he is the chosen one, and he did. So that's how, you know, that whole thing with Camelot happened. So I don't know what that means to you, but I definitely can take it in so many ways. But see, this is the type of thing. This is an example of some of the things, you know, we're picking up and getting when we go into shamanic journeying, and it's a lot of fun. And I hope you feel healed, and I hope your body temple is healed, and I hope you feel good. And I do love you. I love you very much. So yes, I'm going to play one last for Brian Wilson. He does a cover of Gershwin, The Like and I Love You. So, yeah. This is a very beautiful, heartfelt song. It's very cute and adorable. So I want to play this, and then we'll get into our readings, and then we will wrap it up. Ich liebe dich. I love you. Means I love you in German. Okay. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Sit tight and relax.
till we found the inner light. Now we can duplicate the universe, the pain in painting, the music, the liking. I love you.
Playing in the starry sky till we found inner light.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Hello, we're back. Okay, so it's time for our angel messages. I'm excited to cue up the Ella Fitzgerald song because she's doing a cover of Volare. Volare, ho, cantare, oh, volare, ho. I love that song. I hope that's the song, because it might not even be this. Anyways, let's get into this. It's been a great evening. So, Spirit, what's going on? Brian Wilson, Hank Williams, Ella Fitzgerald, y'all wanted to do this. What is the message that's coming in? What's the message that's coming through right now? What y'all want me to know? What do you want everyone else to know? What is... for those who are tuned in, tapped on, and turned on and listening. What do you want to know? So with Hank Williams, the songs that I did pick, there was a strong spiritual theme. And like I said, Brian Wilson, there was a strong spiritual theme. And there was, you know, I had a dream that I was playing. So they were both in my dreams. I had a dream that Spirit was like, play Brian Wilson. And then I had a dream I was doing sound for a band that sound like Hank Williams. So let's decode this. And it's so funny because I have the Little Rascals theme song playing and it's like so hyper. So I'm just like, all right, chillax. Volare. All right, I'm hearing the strong message of saying you are the energy you choose to be. And understand. So you were, what I'm channeling right now is literally from, you know, the spirit. You are the energy you choose to be. You navigate through time and space by every single thing you are choosing to pay attention to, you're choosing to create, and you're choosing to have a part of your world. This is obviously basic law of attraction, but there's more in these worlds that we do not understand that involve the essence of God. And the essence of God sometimes, we don't forget about letting go. There's so much expectation. There's a lot of control sometimes done in manifesting and manifesting the things we want. There's a lot of us playing God, which we are supposed to be God. Of course, we're supposed to be God. We are the God self. But we have to understand a balance of when we are asking for things and we are letting it go. We forget that big part of letting it go. Because sometimes when we are on a continuous path of asking for something or summoning something or manifesting something, we don't realize that the constant controlling of manifesting something or the constant asking is telling the universe that we don't have it. So that control and that, I want this, I want that, bring this to me, bring that to me, sometimes can turn into a type of magic we don't like. So sometimes we often get a result that we don't like because we forget that little thing called let go. We forget that little thing called faith. We forget that little thing that says you asked for something. So once you asked and you put the order in, when you go to Amazon, my dear ones, when you go to Amazon, let me tell you something. When you're on Amazon and you order something, do you order it 5 times? Do you order it 20 times? No. You put the order in and then it comes. That's the thing you got to remember with manifesting and asking. Yes, we can do affirmations, but when we're doing the affirmations, we have to constantly remember that it's in the present. We can't be asking for something. We can, and that's where gratitude comes in. Say you know, if we want some certain amount of money, but we don't have it, it's a good idea to say, okay, I have this. I am a billionaire. And be grateful. And I actually say I'm a billionaire all the time. Maybe that's not, you know, physically realistic, but it's definitely manifesting itself because I do feel like a billionaire. It's like, ooh, I'm happy. I get to play with spirit. I get to do what I want. I get to live my dream. Pretty much a billionaire, you know, if you think about it, because you got billionaires out there who have all this money who aren't happy, doing drugs, suicidal. You know, we see that all the time with entertainers. So there's billionaire with material status, and then there's billionaire with emotional status. So let's get into that. Let's get into all of that right now in this moment. Woo, volare. Oh yeah, put it in. So this is what it has to do with letting go. You ask for something, let it go. Expect it. Expect that it's coming, just like you expect that Amazon package is gonna come. Expect your wish fulfilled coming. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and that's why Hank Williams wanted to chime in. His spirit is here, and he wanted to chime in to say this, because this has to do with the audio engineering. And he's trying to say, you know, don't worry about it. It's going to manifest, because this is, you know, it involves me, but it involves, you know, the local artists, local musicians. This is, has to do with everyone here in the local world and the local scene, and inviting that energy to come on the show. So this is a group effort in which I cannot wait to share this with musicians. I cannot wait to share this space. I cannot wait to invite my heart to you, to have your dream come true and make that happen. We're excited. So Hank wanted to come in with that energy to bring that in, because we need to let go of this. Gotta make it happen. And just let it flow and trust that it's happening. Thank you. I needed to hear this. So get excited. Get excited. If you're a musician and you listen to my show, get excited, because chances are I want you on here playing live. Okay, we have a little bit more time. What else do you want to come in and say? What is the energy? I love how that was connected to that. Why was it Hank, though? It was interesting that it was his music. There's so many questions I have about that. And they wanted the Brian Wilson, because the Brian Wilson energy has to do with the audio engineering and how I look up to him so much. So that energy really needs to come in, and they're trying to bring that energy to me more, to have more confidence, to have that. Okay, the innovation, bringing that spiritual innovation. Whoever's a musician listening in, there's a lot of, this message is for you. There's a lot of energy for musicians right now. Innovation, creativity. Really use this time and opportunity to tap into this and tap into connecting. But also, you heard the different style of ranges of genres today. We had Ella Fitzgerald with Brian Wilson. I even put some Kanye with some Burmese piano playing, and some, you know, and we have, you know, Brian Wilson, Hank Williams. And I think I already said that, but anyways, look at the mixture of that, and look at what it does to us when we're exposed to all different kinds of sounds. Makes us more intelligent. It makes us expand more musically, and it helps us to really go outside the box. So that was another reason Spirit is bringing in. They want us to be aware of why this to certain ranges and different ranges. And there is a theme of a lot of innocent, infantile energy with Ella Fitzgerald and Brian Wilson. I'm just realizing, wow, both energies are very, very pure, very, very childlike. And those energies together really brings these messages to perfection, I believe. It really brings purity and the God energy to come in. So stay with that and be, and when you tap into that childlike self, you will create from your highest potential. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We are just about done. We make sure to tune in for Rising with Skybar. That's next. We did not get to do the tarot card pull, but that's okay. I wanted to run with Spirit. But anyways, this has been a fantastic show. Lots of surprises, lots of inspiration happening today, a lot of musical inspiration happening today. And I'm so grateful. And I hope you got this information. I hope you connected with this. And so until next time, I'm here. Remember, 5 to 7 p.m. New times, baby. Yeah, we love it. So I'm going to leave you here with, hopefully, this is the the version of Volare that I was expecting from Ella Fitzgerald. Until then, I love you so much. Bye-bye. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am Ryan Merlin, I'm the Boston Medium, and I love you.
And in the hustle and bustle, no sunshine appears. But you and I have our love always there to remind us. There is a way we can leave all the shadows. Oh, from the maddening crowd. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Oh, 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 Lottie. Oh, 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 Cantare. Oh, 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 oh. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Your